Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I'd like to show you how to navigate the home screen of the iPad, including the status line at the top, the main part of the screen which contains all the application icons, and the dock down the bottom which contains the icons that are visible no matter what application screen you're currently sitting on, including the home screen and up to 11 screens in total. So I've got my iPad turned on, VoiceOver is running, it's unlocked, and for the sake of you not hearing my orientation change, I've also locked the iPad into portrait orientation by turning the orientation lock switch on. So let's start at the top of the front face of the iPad, about in the middle, dragging your finger down with one finger.
8:43 a.m. status bar item.
Okay, and it said status bar item, it read the time, and you might have heard a little bleep sound. That's to let us know that we've entered the status area. For ease of use, if I want to read the other items in the status line, I can just do a flick with one finger to the left or right to read the items in the status line without actually coming out of the status line. So let me flick to the left and we'll see what we've got.
100% Wi-Fi signal, status bar item.
That's my Wi-Fi signal strength. Flick to the left again.
Telstra mobile network, status bar item.
That's my carrier. Flick to the left again.
5 bars, signal strength. Status bar item.
And that's the signal strength for the carrier signal for 3G. And as you might have guessed, I'm actually using a Wi-Fi 3G iPad. So let's flick to the right with one finger.
Telstra mobile network. Status bar item.
And again.
100% Wi-Fi signal. Status bar item.
And again.
8:44 a.m. Status bar item.
And again.
Orientation locked. Image.
That's status my orientation locked status. And flick to the right again.
100% battery power. Status bar item.
And that's my battery power. Okay, so the way to get out of the status line is to keep dragging your finger down the screen, but what I like to normally do is I like to just touch the screen a little bit further down the screen past the status line.
Photos.
And I'll turn it on photos. And if I want to get to the top left, if you like, of the list of icons below the status line, if I flick to the left with one finger.
Videos, maps,
keep going.
Calendar, contacts.
And that should be the first one, because if I try and do another left flick to the right,
contacts.
You hear the beep and it says contacts again. So what we might do is we'll actually flick to the right to go through the rows of icons, because there's only 12. Then you'll actually hear a bleep and the word dock, which as I said previously is a list of icons down the bottom. Now in my dock at the moment, I've only got 3 items. Normally there's 4. But I've taken out photos. So at the moment, you'll actually only hear Mail, Safari, and iPod. And in another demo, I'll actually show you how to add icons to the dock so that you can have up to 6 versus 4 on the iPhone. But for now, let's flick to the right with one finger, and I won't talk until we get to the dock. So I'm flicking to the right with one finger, item by item.
Calendar, maps, videos, photos, notes. YouTube. Settings. Page 1 of 2. Dock. Mail. 57 new items.
And you heard it say dock.
Double, Safari.
Safari.
iPod.
And iPod.
Double tap to open.
Now, you heard it say double tap to open. The reason why it wasn't saying it for the other icons on the main screen is because I actually was flicking before it could actually say the hint on what to do with the item that was in the VoiceOver focus. So now we're on the dock, and you might have heard a bleep sound. So when you enter both the status line at the top and the dock down the bottom, you hear a bleep sound. The only difference being that when you enter the dock area, VoiceOver actually says dock. And that's how easy it is to navigate the iPad screen. So basically, you've got the status line area at the top. So if I touch that directly.
8:47 a.m. Status bar item.
It's the status line. If I touch the dock down the bottom, it should bleep again and say dock.
Dock.
Okay, so that's the dock. And if I touch in the middle of the screen.
Notes. Double tap to open.
Tapped on one of the icons, which was notes in this case. So that concludes this demo. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.